Continues the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Dalad Omer Aleph. The bottom Mishnah around 10 lines from the bottom. Chotzer shenifratzol l'shus rabim. If you have a chotzer that was nifratz, Rashi says b'Shabbes l'shus rabim. So it's going to be a sugi of hutra. At the onset of Shabbos, it was a chotzer that had mechitzas. It was nifratz l'shus rabim mishteku chosel. The having the Gemara right now is that two opposite walls were nifratz, the west and the east, south and the north, two parallel, opposite from each other, not near each other. So chotzer shenifratzol l'shus rabim mishteku chosel. And likewise, v'chem bayis shenifratz mishteku chosov. Two walls of the home across from each other were nifratz. So v'chein mavui shenitlu koyroisav lechayov, a mavui that the koyro the lechayim were removed. And Rashi points out right away koyroisav garsinon, meaning lechayov a koyroisav, not loshen rabbi, but rather loshen yochid. They mean one of the koyros. The reason being is Tosfos Daf Yud Zayin says that. Rabbi Yudah's shita is that a mavui needs two koris or two lechayim. So when you have two batim or shnei tzidushes rabim, but you don't have to be goris nitli koirosov. Even if one koris is missing, it's ready enough that it's not a mavui that's mutar. The matir of two koris. So meila, it's ready enough to ask the mavui if it's nitar koira or lechi because you need two koris and two lechayim. So again, so chotzer that's nifritz shus rabim mishteiru choisel, and likewise a bayis nifritz mishteiru choisel. V'chein mavish nitzu koroisel v'lechayov. Mutorim bayis Shabbos. You say hutro legabe this din over here, and it remains mutter for this Shabbos. V'asum losel lovoi. However, losel lovoi means next Shabbos. It's ready. Also, you have to misaken it. Divi Rabbi Yudah says hutro for this Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Omer im mutorim bayis Shabbos if it's mutter this Shabbos, mutorim losel lovoi it's mutter next Shabbos. V'masum losel lovoi it's also next Shabbos. Asum losel Shabbos it should be also this Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yossi is coming to Chumra to tell me that just like it's also next Shabbos, we don't say Hutra Hutra, and he argues on the din of Hutra legabe chotzer shenifratz l'shus rabim. Zok the Gemara b'mayas kinu, what are we talking about? That we're saying dafka two ruchos of the chotzer v'nifratz and two ruchos of the bayis v'nifratz. B'mayas kinu. So we're first asking on chotzer. Ilema be'eser, if we're talking about that it's less than 10 breach, 10 or less, so then 10 or less is called the Pesach. So ma'ishtem ruach achas, just like if it's only one on one wall from the chotzer that's nifratz. The omer pischu, it's a Pesach, so mishtei ruach is nami pischu. You can have a Pesach two ruches. So Avraham Avinu had a Pesach on four ruches. So why can't it be a Pesach if it's less than eser? Elo, we're talking about b'yesem, we're talking more than 10. If it's more than 10, you don't need two ruches to be considered a pirzer. Iyoch afilim ruach achas nami should be a pirzer. So why does it say in the Mishnah shtei ruches dafka? And that the Gemara answers. Two terutzim. The first terutz is Omar Rav. Lo'olam be'eser. Lo'olam, we're talking about that it's 10 or less. So continues the Gemara of Tzadi Dalam and the Beis. Ukugoin shenifritzo be'keren zoviz. The pirtz gufa is in the keren zoviz. In the keren zoviz, it's automatically two walls. The definition of a corner is two walls that meet up. That creates a corner. So if it's nifratz be'keren zoviz, even though it's less than 10, it's not called a pischa. Why? The pischa be'keren zoviz le'av the inchi. And that's why it's nifritzo. Chotzer shenifratzo b'keren zovis. In the keren zovis, it's taka two, because two makes it, even less than 10. Two makes it that it's keren zovis. They meet up together, and it's not a Pesach anymore, even though it's less than 10. Because pischa b'keren zovis, le'yavdi inshi. Now, before the Gemara gets to the second teretz in Chotzer, the Gemara first goes into bayis. Zok the Gemara. V'chein bayis shenifratz mishteiru choysof. A house that's breached from two sides. Zok the Gemara right away the same kasha. Mayish no miruach achas. Why is it, if it would only breach from one side, we would say it's still good? Why? You would say the pitikra, the roof has a pitikra. It has a tefach that the kura is in the by the rooftop. That pitikra, that p, that end over there is yod v'soisim. So we look as if the roof at the end of it is yod v'soisim. So mainly you created a mechitza, even though it's Nifratz mishruach achas. So if just like I say, pitikra miruach achas, so mishteiruch is nami le pitikra yod v'soisim, you should say the same thing, pitikra yod v'soisim. Now the etzim din of pitikra yod v'soisim, there's a machlokes rishonim, what's this gedo of pitikra yod v'soisim? Rashi in Sukkah Daf Yutes, Rashi learns that this is part of the halacha l'maish mesinai of gudachas mechitzosa. Just like gudachas mechitzosa is hilchasot, it's halacha l'maish mesinai, so to pitikra is halacha l'maish mesinai, it's like gudachas mechitzosa, which means that pitikra creates a mechitza. It's halacha l'maish mesinai like gudachas mechitzosa, pitikra creates a mechitza. However, Tosfos before, on Omer Aleph, Tosfos said, that the din of pitikra is not the pshat, it's like good achz mechitzosa, but rather that the pitikra makes it that it's like a pesach, not a mechitza. A pesach is not a pirtza. That's what pitikra does. It creates a pesach. So the nafkamina is that, so it's not the din of good achz mechitzosa. Zok the stipler, the Kilis Yankov, he says the nafkamina between these two shitas are, If let's say you say pitikah yoid v'soysom and you have gediyim that are boikin boy, you have an imaginary wall that goes down, but gediyim are boikin boy. So according to Rashi, the pitikah shafs a din mechitza, so memela mechitza will be in this battle because of the din of gediyim boikin boy. Masha ain't gonna call toises that pitikah shafs and creates a din pesach. Pesach, Gedim don't stare at in Pesach. Pesach gufa means that people go through. So Gedim go through the Pesach. Very good. There's no concern that Gedim are boykin boy. Adarabba, the Yisrael of Pesach is that people go through. So Gedim go through. That'll be the Nafkamina in the lumdus of Pitikah Yoid Vesoysim. Is it a din mechitza or is it a din Pesach? If it's a din mechitza, because of good achas mechitza also, so then a mechitza would be nifka yide Gedim. But if it's a din Pesach, Pesach and Gedim is not a steer one to another. Now the Gemara now is discussing Gabi Bias, so we say the din of Pitikra Yoid Vesoysim. Tosis says when it comes to Pitikra, it could be Yoysim Esa too. Pitikra when it comes to Chotzer, so Chotzer it's midin Pesach, right? Pesach we said Yoysim Esa Pachos Meeser, it's a Pesach or not, and we said that no, it's Bekeren Zovis and Pisra Bekeren Zovis Le'av the Inchi. So even though it's Even though it's Pachas Me'eser, but it's not going to be a Pesach. When it comes to Pitikra, we say it's Yoyd V'Soysim, even if it's Yoyd V'Soysim. That wouldn't be the Vort, it's not a Chisaron on Pesach and Pirtza. It's Pitikra Gufa makes it that it's Yoyd V'Soysim, irrelevant if it's Yoyd V'Soysim or not. So I'll compare them to Gemara's in the middle of the Kasha. Why is it by bias? We're saying Biruach Achas, there's no problem because Pitikra Yoyd V'Soysim. Two luchas say particularly of the soysim. On that, the Gemara answers, Amid ve'ramish made a rav. The reason is, k'goin she'nifrat b'keren zovis. We're talking about the bias is nifrat again in the corner. V'kiruyo balachson. And the ceiling and the rooftop is balachson on the slant. So once it's on the slant, the lekalamema p'tikriyo of the soysim. On a slant, you can't say p'tikriyo of the soysim. The whole vort of a p'tikri is that it goes straight down. But a slant, it continues on the slant. And if the wall is continuous on the slant, it's far removed from the other walls. So mele p'tikriyo of the soysim is not going to close it up. It will be considered a pirtz and not a pesach, because here the p'tikriyo of the soysim is on the slant. And mele, that's why you can't say p'tikra on a keren zovis, meaning b'shteruchois. So that's a pshat by bias. Now the Gemara goes back, Ushmuel Omar, back to the teretz that we had by Chotzer. So Rav said, Nifetz of Keren Zovis, Pis of Keren Zovis, Le'abdi Inchi. Ushmuel Omar, another teretz on what are we talking about by Chotzer. Zog the Gemara, Shmuel says, doesn't we talking about less than Esser and it's Keren Zovis and Pis of Keren Zovis, Le'abdi Inchi? No. And it's two Dafka because two is a Keren Zovis. No. Ushmuel Omar, Afilu B'yesem Esser. Shmuel says that you can say that we're talking about that it's even Yosem Esser. Aye, we asked the Kasha, if it's Yosem Esser, why Dafka two Ruchois? Even one Ruach should be a problem, it's a Pirza. Zog the Gemara, Ushmuel Am Filo B'Yosem Esser. Even if it's more than Esser. Ihochim Ruach Achas Nami. So why do we say it's only also when it's two Ruchois? It should be one Ruach two. L'chore Me'Esser is not a Pesach, it's a Pirza. And that the Gemara answers, Mishum Bias. The only reason why we said two is because by bias. And by bias, he said two because that's the Karen's office that we created, that it's Balachsoin. And that's Balachsoin, the Karen's office. You don't say Pitika. So Mela, Otu Bias, we say Chotzezok Shmuel, also talking about that it's two. So Gemara, Bias, Guva Tikshi, why by bias do we have to taka say two? Maishno. That Miruach Achas, we say, that I'm going to Pitika Yod Vesoysim. So Mishte Ruches, Nami Name, Pitika Yod Vesoysim. That's number one. First of all, why can't you say Pitikra by two? The Gemara is going to say the test we said. But the Gemara first asked by bias itself. Vesu, mi isle le Shmuel Pitikra yod v'soysim. Shmuel saying that you don't say Pitikra yod v'soysim by bias because of Shteiruchas. Shmuel argues on holding the Pitikra's effect, the Gemara. Mi isle le Shmuel Pitikra yod v'soysim. V'itmar, Shmuel learned Achsadra, we had a machlokes amaroyim in Rabbi Dinah of Achsadra. When you have four poles that are exposed to a bika, to a kamelis, no mechitz at all. So Rava Mutl Tata Bekula, we say Pitik on all four sides. Ushmulam Emetatam Elab Arba Amis. Shmuel says you can only be Metatal Bedalad Amis. That means Shmuel holds you don't say Pitikra Yod Vesoysim. The Gemara is going to differentiate because that's talking about all four sides. You have to create four times Pitikra. But right now the Gemara is saying Shmuel Agas and Pitikra. So what are we stop saying that bias, Miruach Achas, Pitikra, Mishtei Ruchos, we should all say Pitikra. And the whole reason why Chotz is two ruchas or two bias. Since when does Shmuel even agree to Pitikra? Zok de Gemara, Holy Kasha. That's not schwer. Shmuel be Yisoyde agrees to Pitikra. Holy Kasha. Ki Lesle, when does Shmuel not hold a Pitikra? Zok de Gemara, when does he not hold Pitikra? Bedalet, when you have to create all four sides Pitikra. That's by Nachsadra, Bebiko. Over there you have to have four sides Pitikra. Four times you don't do Pitikra. Al b'shalosh, if you have one real wool, and I have three that you need to do Pitikra, over there Shmuel agrees to Pitikra. Al b'shalosh islay. So Mele, it's not shver that Shmuel, by Achsadra, says you don't say Pitikra. That's only because it's all dalad ruch, four ruches. But if it's not four, if it's only three, Shmuel agrees to Pitikra. So Pitikra is out of the way. So Shmuel agrees Pitikra. But a koponim fek d'gemara, mikol mokim kasha, meaning, since by a bias, we say Pitikra Yod V'Soysim when it's Ruch Achas. So why by Shtei Ruchas do we not say Pitikra Yod V'Soysim? The whole reason why he said Chotz is Shtei Ruchas according to Shmuel is only Otto Bias. Well, Bias, just like you say Pitikra Ruch Achas, and Shmuel agrees to Pitikra when it's not four sides. So just like Ruch Achas is say Pitikra, Mishtei Ruchas is also say Pitikra. So why do we say that Chotz is Otto Bias and Bias Goofy you don't say Pitikra when it's Shtei Ruchas? And that the Gemara answers, Kira Ami Be'Rav Mishmei Rav. That what? Just like we said before, that Rav's teretz was that bikiruya of Baal Achsoin, that the pirtza in the house was bikeren zovis, two corners, and the kiruya of and the gag is Baal Achsoin, where you don't say pitikiyot besoysim because it's on his land. So hochanami kugoin shenifrat bikeren zovis bikiruya of ba'arbo, meaning Shmuel is going to say that just like Rav Zetstein. I'm going to say it's bekeren zovis bekiruyah ba'arba. That means the it's four tfachim that it's diminished into the bias. The bias is nifratz, meaning ba'arba in four tfachim in going in, and then it's a breach of 10 in the corner, meaning five on one side, five on the other corner, the two sides that meet up. Five on Amazon one, five on the other. Rash says a little more than five, a little more than 10. He says it doesn't have to be more than 10. But the point is, five and five in the corner that meet up. And that five is breached, not just breached at the end of the house. It's going in for Tvachim. So now theoretically, like Rashi draws a picture, you have to make four times Pitikra Yod Besoysim. Four is already a sheer chashev that you have to Pitikra for the etzim for Tvachim. So once you have to go down four Tvachim for that breach of four, then you have to go down the five breach again Pitikra, and then it go the other corner five down, and then the fact that it went in four Tvachim, you have to go again Pitikra. So you end up going four times Pitikra. Shmuel says you don't say Pitikra four times. When does Shmuel say Pitikra? Only by Sholosh. At least you have Bashach over here, four times Pitikra you don't say. Over here, you have two walls on the other side. It's not the pshat. You have no walls, so you don't say Pitikra. You have a wall. You have two existing walls. Just you happen to have to say four times Pitikra. But the chiddush is, we see over here, that you don't say Pitikra four times according to Shmuel, and that's why it doesn't work by bias, mishtei ruchos, because it's mishtei ruchos, and it's also barbo. It's also four tvachim in. So it's four times Pitikra, and that's why you don't say it. And likewise, agav, the two walls that Bekeren Zovis that are breached by a bias, so by Chotzer also says Shtei Ruchos. But really, Lo'oilomitz, even by Yosemi Esa, and then the Hanami, the Chisorin would have been Miruach Achas also by the Chotzer. Why does it say Shtei Ruchos? It only says Shtei Ruchos, Agav Bias. What we did, we say it's Bekeren Zovis, and it's Taka Tu Ruchos. Now Rashi points out, if bias would have been Ruach Achas, even if it's four in on both sides, it would still only be three times Pitikra. Four, and then Yoisa Mi Esa on going in, and then again four going in. So it's right to three times. So three times in Al-Khisana Pitikra, you would say Pitikra. Only four times Pitikra Lo Yamrinon. Zog de Gemara, Shmuel Lo Yamke Rav. Shmuel did not say like Rav, that we're talking about a Kiruya Balachsen with a Gag is alachsen on the slant, and you don't see pitik on the slant. Why? The alachsen like a tani state nish alachsen. Don't say so in the Mishnah. So he doesn't want to set it in that way. But Rav Lo Omer Gashmul, why did Rav say, kiruyo barbo, that it goes in four tvachim before it's breached five in the corner? So male, it's four times pitik, right? Zog di Gemara, im kain, if that's the case, so then it's a regular case of achsadra. According to Rav, four panels, you could say pitikra. Imkein avale achsadra. And Rav letame, Rav holds on achsadra muta letalta bekula. You say pitikra even when it's four times. So Mela Rav could not say like Shmuel that it's talking about that it's kiruya barbo because you say pitikra even four times. Where do we find this machleik is Rav and Shmuel by achsadra the itmar. Achsadra bebiko, when you have achsadra in a biko which is surrounded on all four sides, breached to a carmelis, Rav muta letalta bekula, ilar metalta bekula, we say pitikra four times. Ushmuel ome metalta beela barba amois. You're not allowed to carry, only allowed to carry arba amos. Because according to him, you don't say pit tikra when it's four sides. Rav amut l'tata b'kula, why? I'm going to pitik yod v'soysim. Shmuel am enam em talten b'ele b'arba amos, because I'm going to pitik yod v'soysim. And now the Gemara continues, did this machloikus, if you say pit tikra four times by an achsadra or not, the Gemara is going to explain where is this machloikus, be'eser or by yoysim be'eser. We'll continue that tomorrow.